My head hurts. You saw from the title, this is part two of Adam Sandler Movies Ranked. And, you know, I just recorded and cleaned up part one. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is just awful. So I'm cribbing here off Vulture.com's Best Adam Sandler Movies Ranked. On yesterday's episode, I did numbers 40 through 22. So those are the really bad Adam Sandler movies, if you want to check that out. Today, it's the quote-unquote good Adam Sandler movies, and they'll start with number 21, Hubie Halloween, the new one. Vulture says Sandler charms in this lovely and possibly timely entrance into a new genre. It's almost after Uncut Gems he wanted to give his fans the least stressful movie he could. And for new fans, drawn in by his newfound critical respectability, Sandler offers a big cartoonish vomit joke within the first 5 minutes. I love you, Adam Sandler. Numbers 20, 19, and 18, according to Vulture, are the three Hotel Transylvania movies. They rank them 1, 3, 2. Number 17, Anger Management from 2003. A perfect setup for one of the funniest movies in the canon. Vulture says, let me get this out of the way. The ending of this movie, spoilers, doesn't make sense and is very annoying. Not just because it features Rudy Giuliani. Number 16, The Meyerowitz Stories from 2017 asks, will Adam Sandler win an Oscar one day? He should put Hubie Halloween out in theaters because there's nothing that came out this year. I mean, so far the nominations for Best Actor are Keanu Reeves for Bill and Ted and De Niro because he's De Niro. Sandler could sneak one in. Put Hubie Halloween in the theater, man. You'll win. Vulture says 30 years into his career, it's clear that with the right project and right director, Sandler definitely has the talent for an Academy Award. You don't want Sandler to transform as much as you want him to play with the tools he has and the audience's expectations of him. Number 15 is Grown Ups 2, just friends hanging out exactly as imagined. Number 14, 8 Crazy Nights from 2002, animation and singing free Sandler to be grosser and more self-loathing than ever before. Number 13, You Don't Mess with the Zohan from 2008. Sandler finds some of his best comedy in specificity. Vulture writes, yeah, there are Muslim terrorists, but they're also shown as people with lives and interests and not subhuman villains, which could have been a lot worse. Number 12 is Uncut Gems. No, that's the best Adam Sandler movie. Far and away, Uncut Gems is number one. I disagree, Vulture, who has Uncut Gems at number 12, and they said he uses all the tools in his acting tool to condemn the idea of Adam Sandler. Maybe that's why I love it. Wait, Uncut Gems is different because the Safdie brothers who directed it, who grew up on Sandler, care about him and his acting a great deal. They decided to use his power for evil instead of good. Well, maybe not evil, but at least cynical, where he would normally be idealistic. It's the first drama to intentionally lean into Sandler's taste for playing annoying people. The directors use Sandler's sweetness and lovability as a trap to lull the audience into a false sense of security to trick the audience into hoping for a hopeless character. Vulture says Sandler's so good at all of it, besides being his best character performance, Sandler has never seemed more natural in a role. It's my favorite Adam Sandler movie. Number 11 is Sandy Wexler. I have apparently erased this from my brain, and it came out in 2017, and I don't even remember that as a title. Vulture says it's a very sweet tribute to getting to make entertainment with your friends. In it, Sandler plays a manager of Misfit Toys, loosely based on his own real-life manager, Sandy. So the plot is just him going from one of his friends to the next and laughing at the ridiculous characters they're doing. Janine Garofalo, Judd Apatow, Henry Winkler, Lorne Michaels are all in the movie. That sounds terrible, but when we come back, it's the top 10 best Adam Sandler movies. All right, from Vulture's Best Adam Sandler Movies Ranked, number 10, 50 First Dates. If you ever ask me about Adam Sandler movies, I say it either has to be Uncut Gems or Drew Barrymore better be in it. This movie isn't bad. I don't love it, but like I don't hate it either. It's pretty good. All right, Adam Sandler, it's pretty good. You might have two good movies. Number 9 is Happy Gilmore. The early stages of a comedian's career is about finding your clown. Yeah, I'm not going to like these top 10 because I know what these are all going to be. Number 8, Funny People. Vulture says it's one of his richest performances of career, but they allow that critics might respond, what performance, suggesting Sandler is just playing himself. Number 7, The Week Of from 2018. What was that? It was one of the Netflix movies. Vulture says, if there's one bit of Adam Sandler conventional wisdom I can debunk, it's that his Netflix movies represent the low point of his career. There seems to be a perception that they are the tossed-off victory lap of a washed-up, finally failed movie star. Time out. As much as I hate on Adam Sandler movies, and, you know, been doing it for two straight days now, he's had a very successful career. Like, he's sitting in the mansion now, laughing at some moron sitting in his basement recording a podcast, and he's made a lot of money. I talked about that on yesterday's episode. He has not had a failed movie career. He's had a very successful movie career. I think the audience needs their heads examined for going to see these things, but Sandler has been very, very successful. In the week of, Sandler plays a father whose daughter is marrying Chris Rock's son. I don't remember that at all. I feel like I would talk about that. I didn't have a podcast then. Number six, The Waterboy from 1998. Vulture says Adam Sandler at his funniest. Number five, Big Daddy from 1999. What's Big Daddy? I've erased these from my brain. Number four is Billy Madison from 1995. Sandler tries to show his generation how to grow up. Adam Sandler famously didn't really do interviews for decades. Is that true? Vulture says he did late night, but the only time he talks to the press tends to be at junkets. The story goes he was taken so aback by the negative reviews for Billy Madison when it came out that he decided he and critics don't get each other. That might be true. All right. Man's been successful. Number three, Punch Drunk Love from 2002 is apparently the third best Adam Sandler movie. I wish I could tell you what this is from the top of my head. Like I said, I've erased these movies. Good job, brain, erasing these from your brain. And hopefully, as soon as I hit publish on this podcast, I will forget about them again. Punch Drunk Love is special because it's an attempt to actually make an Adam Sandler movie. The elements are there. Man-child, failing to thrive, a more emotionally mature love interest who helps give him something to shoot for, a scheme that helps push him towards maturity, daddy issues, a bully. Hell, this film might have even introduced Sandler to the idea of building a vacation to Hawaii into the shooting schedule. Number two, The Wedding Singer. You know my rule. It's either Uncut Gems or Drew Barrymore better be in it. The Wedding Singer. Yeah, The Wedding Singer's not bad. All right, Adam Sandler, you might have three good movies. You might have three. Number one, Vulture's best Adam Sandler movie ranked is Click from 2006. They call it the best Adam Sandler movie. The writer says, this is a list of the best Adam Sandler movies, not Adam Sandler's best movies. Those things are not one and the same. The latter would suggest a universal idea of what is good and bad. The former is about treating Adam Sandler movie as a sort of genre unto itself. Okay, I can respect that, and I am not a fan of the genre. Number one is Click. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to comment on any of this, facebook.com/dailycomedynews, or you can hit me up on Twitter @DCNpod, or my personal account @McDRadio, @MCDRadio. Adam, I hope to hear from you. I love talking about you. See everybody tomorrow.